Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Well, the Crush Wednesday. Orioles take it on the Blue Jays coming up in a matter of minutes. Series finale. Birds going for the sweep. Trade deadline tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Get into all of that with Jim Hunter coming up in a couple of minutes. Ravens back at it. 1:15, about an hour from now. Plenty going on. But let's count some cash first. We'll buy or sell.
All right, Bob. It says investors remain largely on standby ahead of the Fed's interest rate decision, which I think is today. And with that, the Dow is up 33, the S&P is up 14, NASDAQ's up 92, DraftKings up $1.02, and Under Armour down 7 cents, 646.
Starting the NFL today, Giants wide receiver Malik Nabers. Well, he hit the ground running in his first NFL season, had over 1,200 yards and 7 touchdowns, and really became the lone bright spot in that offense. When it was all said and done, actually came very close to beating out Ja'Marr Chase for the most targets in the league. Chase finished with 175, Nabers 170, but it should be noted that Nabers missed two games while Chase played a full season. Fast forward to this year, Nabers dealing with some nagging camp injuries, but in that New York offense, he still is the lone star. Buy or sell, Vinny, Nabers will in fact lead the NFL in targets this year.
With Russell Wilson and maybe Jackson Dart. I'll buy it. But he's got a nagging toe injury during camp. And, you know, if he's got turf toe, that stuff is, you know, he said it's like a mosquito, you know. That can be a pain in the ass all year long.
Go over to baseball here. Lots to celebrate with Jackson Holliday's breakout season, but if there was one area to point to as a negative, it would probably be the strikeouts. Picked up his 101st K of the season yesterday in his 100th game played. It's one of the worst K rates on the team, 23% next to Colton Cowser, but actually a drop from his smaller sample size of games played last year. On the other side of that, he's taking less walks this year. Than he did last year, but still not many to begin with. Buy or sell, Bob, Holiday will be able to finish the year with less Ks than games played.
I'm going to sell it. And hey, the Ks, we get it, but you're the leadoff hitter. And according to Tony Mantolino, you're going to be the leadoff hitter for the next 5 years. So you're going to have to tighten up, get that on-base percentage a little tighter, maybe take a couple of walks, because we know the kid's got power. He might be a 2020 guy. When it's all said and done this season, base running blunders are becoming somewhat of an issue. But you mentioned Cowser. There's a guy whose K rate's starting to concern me. It's like, if he's not hitting a home run, he ain't hit. So, Moo Man, get it together, bro. I'll call you bro since we're all friends here.
Back to the NFL draft weekend drama involving Shedeur Sanders. That's in the rear view as he now battles for positioning in Cleveland's crowded quarterback room. But there was a lot of discussion about him landing there in the first place, mainly because they already drafted Dylan Gabriel earlier in the draft. The live war room reactions from Andrew Berry and company seemed to suggest that they weren't very excited about the pick. And people started to assume that the decision to do so was a call that came from ownership. Well, Jimmy Haslam, he's disputing that, says it was 100% Barry's decision to take Sanders and to trade up to do so. Vinny, are you buying or selling? Haslam had little to no involvement with that decision.
I'll sell it because he probably did it. And even if he did it, he's not going to acknowledge it. I mean, if he says, yeah, I did it, you know, he's throwing everybody under the bus. So Andrew Berry, hey, I sign his check, so you're taking all the hits.
It's crazy because watching on NFL Network, it was D. Haslam and Jimmy Haslam meeting with the media. It would be like me and Vinny bringing our wives here to watch us do sports talk. Or on the flip side, I'm going to work with a cancer patient where my wife works. Like, hey, what do you got? You should do that. You should do... Like, why don't you get the bleep out of here? That sort of thing.
Isn't it the family owning... He's like the front man, but it's right. The family, like the Rooney family owns the Steelers.
I get that, but I don't remember Art Rooney or any Rooney.
That's fair.
Dan Rooney bringing their wife. Not saying that women don't know anything about football, but You know, let her be the voice then. One of them do the yapping.
Maybe she made the call.
Not going John and Yoko here.
She wanted Sanders.
No, because then they asked Haslam about Arch Manning. You know, are you guys going to go for the first pick for Arch Manning? Because he's from Tennessee. He's friends with the Mannings, all that.
Let's see. More Orioles notes here. Corbin Martin last night, the unlikely hero, picking up his first career save when the Orioles were really in a pinch with their bullpen management. The reliever decisions only going to get tougher for Tony Mancelino as the season progresses. A lot of reliable starters, if they leave, going to tax the pen even more. Pretty much turn it into an open tryout here for a few months. As far as the closer role, though, likely be by committee. Guys like Keegan Aiken, Andrew Kittredge, assuming he's staying, they would probably have priority, but even still, others will be in the mix. So with that in mind, Bob, buy or sell, Corbin Martin will finish the season with at least five saves.
Five saves? Ah, man. He got his first last night, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm expecting the Orioles to play better as they have been down the stretch. Five. All right, I don't want to jinx them. I'll go, yeah, I'll buy it. Even though I don't really buy it.
You're jinxing no matter what.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'll buy it. What the hell? Whatever. There, David Lee Roth, who they just called up yesterday, making five saves, where it's all said.
Houston Roth, right?
Oh, excuse
that
me.
That was, yeah. Easy confusion.
As long as it's not Hagar, I'm cool with it.
That's his son.
Oh, yeah.
Well, before we break here, day three of giveaways here on Vinny and Haney. Two more tickets to the Hall of Fame basketball series that's coming back to CFG Bank Arena on November 3rd. You can see the Maryland Terrapins take on Coppin State. Also, watch Towson take on Loyola. So plenty of local basketball action happening, and you can be there if you're our lucky winner right now. If you are caller number 5 at 410-583-1057, you will get today's pair of tickets to the Hall of Fame basketball series.
And hopefully that becomes a yearly thing where they play in Baltimore the four. I mean, look, UMBC, work them into the equation. Navy, as we've said, there's six teams in a 30-mile radius that are eligible for, or 40-mile radius, eligible for the NCAA tournament. Get them all in there. Maryland, of course, has to be the anchor school. Everybody take their swings at the Terps, but make this an annual thing down at CFG Bank Arena. Vinny, you're out to one winning drive. No pads today, I'm assuming. Nope. What do you think's going on out there? What are you watching first?
Well, I want to see if Armour Davis is practicing, you know, see if he's back today. Otherwise, kind of see what the energy is like today. And I'm guessing, Bob, it's going to be more of like corrections from the padded practices. So I'm guessing slower pace today.
We'll come back. Jim Hunter's going to be joining us. Talk about the Orioles on a 5-game winning streak. Looking to make it 6 in a row and going for the sweep against the first place Blue Jays. Funhouse, Nolan McGraw, NFL lunch at 1. Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Talk about the season that will be. And in particular, look at these 2023 first round draft picks. Who's going to take another step